Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're feeling like you spend more time scrolling than living, well, you've come to the right place. Today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. The dangers of social media for young minds. Ever feel like your teenage self was glued to MySpace or Facebook? Yeah, me too. But let's be real, things have escalated since then, and what our kids are facing is a whole different ballgame. With talking about algorithms designed to keep them hooked, unrealistic beauty standards, cyberbullying, the list goes on. It's enough to make any parent sweat, right? So buckle up, because we're going deep into this one. Let's be honest, social media can feel like a double-edged sword. On one hand, it can connect us with friends and family, share amazing moments, and even spark important conversations. But on the other hand, well, let's just say it can also wreak havoc on young minds. Here are 5 key things to keep in mind when navigating this tricky landscape. 1. Comparison is a thief of joy. We've all been there, scrolling through Instagram and feeling like everyone else's life is picture perfect. But remember, folks, it's highlight reel central on social media. Those carefully curated posts rarely show the full story. It's easy for young minds to get sucked into this comparison trap, leading to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and low self-esteem. We need to teach them to focus on their own journey and celebrate their unique strengths. 2. The illusion of perfection. Ever scroll through a social media feed and think, wow, everyone looks so flawless, yeah, me too. But that's the thing, those filtered faces and posed photos create an unrealistic standard of beauty. It's important to remind young people that true beauty comes from within and that comparing themselves to online personas is like comparing apples to oranges. They're not in the same universe. 3. Cyberbullying. The silent threat. Remember playground bullies? Well, the digital world has unfortunately given them a whole new platform. Cyberbullying can be incredibly damaging, leaving lasting scars on young minds. It's crucial for parents and educators to talk openly about this issue, teach kids how to protect themselves online, and promote a culture of kindness and respect in both the real and virtual worlds. 4. The dopamine dilemma. Ever notice how social media platforms are designed to keep you scrolling? They use clever algorithms that trigger dopamine releases, those feel-good chemicals in our brains each time we like, comment, or share something. This can create a vicious cycle of addiction, making it hard for young people, and let's be honest, adults too, to log off and engage in real-life experiences. 5. Missing out on the real world. Here's the kicker. While social media can connect us virtually, it can also disconnect us from the real world. When young people spend hours glued to their screens, they miss out on crucial opportunities for face-to-face interaction, exploring their passions, and developing essential life skills. It's about finding that balance, using technology as a tool to enhance our lives, not control them. Speaking of real-world examples, picture this. Sarah, a bright and bubbly 15-year-old, loves art but feels intimidated by her peers who are constantly posting their perfect drawings on Instagram. She starts comparing herself, questioning her own talent, and eventually avoids sharing her work altogether. Sound familiar? This is the kind of impact social media can have on young minds if we're not careful. So, what can we do about it? Remember, knowledge is power. By understanding the potential dangers of social media, we can equip young people with the tools they need to navigate this digital landscape safely and responsibly. Encourage open communication, set healthy boundaries around screen time, promote real-world activities, and most importantly, remind them that their worth isn't defined by likes or followers. They are so much more than that. This journey isn't about demonizing technology, it's about using it wisely. Let's empower the next generation to be mindful users, critical thinkers, and authentic individuals who thrive both online and offline. Ready to reclaim your time and live a more fulfilling life? Share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of reality check, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and keep those phones at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.